علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter, which is a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to Malik Ashtar, giving him certain guidelines with regards to management and leadership. And Imam Ali alayhi salam beautifully explains very many important points that are necessary for a leader to keep in mind, especially with regards to certain people that he places in sensitive positions. So a leader, for example, has got some ministries or some institutes where he keeps certain leaders for those sensitive positions. He has a certain duty with regards to those people. One of them is that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that he should carefully supervise them actively, and even to the level of keeping spies, so that those spies can give him information with regards to the performance that he is performing in his affairs and in his duties.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبْعَثِ الْعُيُونَ, that allocate some spies that are going to follow up the tasks of this person. Now, this is something very, very important, because this particular person that you've chosen in this position, he has a very, very sensitive position. His decisions are going to affect thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands of lives sometimes, sometimes even millions of lives. So it's not just one person now. This is the destiny of several hundreds of thousands of people. So this being the case, you need to be very careful, and it should be airtight. And the person also knows, who is in that sensitive position, knows that there are people around him that will spy, that are going to give information with regards to his work. And in fact, he should be happy about it. He shouldn't feel sad, because that will also encourage him to do the right thing. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَبَعَثِ الْعُيُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصِّدْقِ وَالْوَفَاءِ عَلَيْهِمْ, that you should allocate some spies for these workers of yours, for these people that are in sensitive position, for these middle-level leaders, put some spies, and these spies mean أهل الصدق والوفاء عليهم. They should be people of truthfulness and people who are trustworthy. They should be truthful and trustworthy. When you keep such people, then you will see the work will be done well. In fact, the person himself who is in that sensitive position will feel at peace because he knows that if I get stuck in my duties, I know someone is going to remind me. I know that there are going to be some people who are going to send this information to the higher level authorities and I'll be questioned. So he knows that I'm going to deliver. For a person who enters such a position and knows that he's supposed to deliver, he should in fact be happy that there are people following up. He should in fact be happy that there are some spies that are going to supervise him because he will be on track. But if a person is not serious about leadership, is not serious about doing work, he doesn't want to get work done, he will feel bad about these spies. He'll say, why are people spying me? They don't trust me? No, they trust you. They like you. In fact, they want you to do your duties, and that's why they're keeping these spies. Because you as a human being can sometimes forget, can become oblivious, and you can lose track. In fact, these are going to keep you on track. It's a very wonderful thing, inshallah, if the governments are to keep these statements in action, you can see a marvelous change in the way managing happens. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the higher level authorities need to keep spies or need to have active supervision, even secretive active supervision with regards to the lower level authorities. And in fact, all levels of authority should have some level of, you can say, some kind of follow-up and supervision so that things go well. So he says, فَإِنَّ تَعَاهُدَكَ فِي السِّرِّ لِأُمُورِهِمْ هَدْوَةٌ لَهُمْ. He's saying that your concern, your, for example, follow-up and supervision in secrecy, لِأُمُورِهِمْ, for their works and their tasks, هَدْوَةٌ لَهُمْ, is a kind of encouragement for them, is a kind of incentive for them. It is a motivation for them. Why? Why is it a motivation? Ala, he says, hadwatun lahum ala isti'amali al-amanati wal-rifqi wal-ra'iyati. He's saying that this will become a motivation for them to use those budget, the budget, and you use the entrusted amount of money that they have in the right position. That's why it's hadwatun. It'll give them a motivation that I need to do the right thing. And then he says, وَالرِّفْقِ بِالرَّعِيَّةِ. And at the same time, they will also be careful and deal well with those people that are under him, the civilians and the citizens. They will be treated well by this person because he's being looked after, he's been taken, he's been looked over, and he's being followed up in that sense. So in general, what will happen is that this person will be able to do his duties well. And I think many of the countries, as the way I'm aware of, is that many have this kind of system of looking and spying in a positive way. Although sometimes, unfortunately, it is used in a negative form to encourage some negative policies. That is wrong. But if it is used to encourage policies that are positive, that are good, that are beneficial for people, then this should be something that can be taken seriously and applied. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه